Nick Archuleta is the president of ND United. It's the largest professional union of public educators and employees in North Dakota. You think of ND United, sure. You think of teachers. I think of the guys also that are out there running the snowplows and the public health nurses. Think about people who need someone to represent them as they have debates about salaries, about, you know, more workers. Some of these folks are being worked to death. Well, who are you going to get to represent you? Nick Archuleta and ND United. And we asked him to come on today, and he did. Nick, good to have you back on News and Views.
Hey, it was great. And thanks for that great segue into the segment. If I live to be 100, I bet I never hear anybody say, why would I want to stick my hand in a pocket builder again?
Exactly.
Right before we actually talk. By the way, Nick, and this is true, I had someone bring a pocket gopher to class for show and tell when I was young.
I did.
It was Bushy Milk. He brought a pocket gopher in a, it was dead, but it was in a shoebox. So we'll move on from pocket gophers, I promise. New polling shows educators are still feeling enormous pressure, contemplating an early exit from the education field. Nick, what is going on? Tell people.
Well, I tell you, we have been tracking this information now since 2021. And then, of course, we ran into after the COVID pandemic began, and now we're in that endemic stage. And we wanted to follow up with our members to see just what was their attitude towards their profession, and has it changed much since those days when we were in the pandemic pretty hard? And the sad answer is that it hasn't necessarily changed. We have seen, Joel, that the people in this poll brings out exactly what I'm hearing as I'm traveling the state talking to teachers. But when they were hired, 91% of teachers thought that they would retire as a teacher after a long career. Now, and this poll was done in August 2nd to the 5th, only 45% see themselves as retiring as a professional educator. And in that really important demographic group, the age 30 to 39, 91% when they first started teaching had indicated that they thought that they would retire after a long career as a teacher. That number is now down to 30%. And so that does not bode well for the future of the teaching corps in our state, and we do have to do something about it.
So driving up today, Nick, I thought of two things. I thought of, number one, how professional, well-educated, intelligent, all of those things that come with being a teacher, and how that and those skills right now are in such demand. And so the professional world can look at the teaching world and say, you know what? Go get me three of those. I want three of those, four of those, five of those. I mean, pay them what they need, and they'll leave, and they'll make more money. That's one. Okay. Number two for me that I thought of driving up is all they got to do is deal with a boss that wanted them to come work where they work. They don't got to deal with this crap that's going on. My word, not yours. They don't have to deal with all these lies about what they're teaching, about what they're doing. You know, they can go work in corporate America where, you know what, they tell the truth in many cases. I don't know, Nick. To me, Nick, those two things jumped out at me as the potential.
I think you're exactly right here, Joel. Teachers have skills that transcend education, and we know that. And in this labor market, they are being recruited away from the profession that they have a real serious passion for. And part of that is the political discourse. I mean, they're willing to leave for a reason. And we found in the survey that fully 90% of those that have left the profession or are considering leaving the profession cited political discourse as a factor in their decision. And 47% of those cited it as a significant factor. So we saw, and you've reported on this as well, that during the COVID pandemic that we all experienced, school boards made specific decisions to mitigate the spread of the disease. And one of those, of course, was face masks. And so we saw the debate. Unfortunately for teachers, even though it wasn't their decision, they were on the front lines. And when parents wanted to complain about face masks, they complained to teachers. And then we heard the crowd that came in that's saying that North Dakota schools are teaching critical race theory. Well, again, we're not and have never in this state taught critical race theory in K-12 public education. But facts for some people just don't matter. And so we've seen a hubbub over that particular topic. Teachers are being accused of just about everything. They're being called groomers. Our former president said that teachers were indoctrinating their students to hate America. None of that is true, but all of that takes a toll on teachers. And so when there's an opportunity to leave the profession, unfortunately, so many of them are taking it.
You know, part of what we were able to do when I was in the legislature was tie teachers to legislators, meaning if you give really good benefits, health benefits, for example, to legislators, that's the same as public employees. Legislators wouldn't take it from public employees because they knew that they'd be taking out of their own. That being said, retirement for teachers always was the hook. That was the, you know, good retirement plan. You didn't have to work until you're 68 years old type of a thing. And has that gone away? Because retirement used to be one of the big tools that school boards in North Dakota could use.
Oh, absolutely. And the teachers still have a defined benefit plan called the Teacher Fund for Retirement. However, on the public employee side of things, there is the retirement committee is meeting, and their one charge is to develop a plan to end the defined benefit retirement plan for public employees. And that would begin on January 1 of 2024. The one thing we need to understand about that is that almost everywhere where they've tried it, it has been expensive and prohibitively so. For example, West Virginia. They got rid of their defined benefit plan for public employees. They ended up bringing it back because it was just too expensive otherwise. The same thing happened in Oklahoma. And in fact, representatives from Oklahoma testified in front of the retirement committee. And there was a bill that was introduced into their legislature to bring it back because it was too expensive not to have it. So what I'm hoping is that we'll find out and learn from the mistakes that other states have made rather than learning a hard lesson the hard way here in North Dakota.
I was talking and, this. Oh, go ahead, Nick. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you might think, well, what do teachers care? They have their teacher fund for retirement. But when this bill was presented in the last legislative session, Jeff Delzer, the chair of the House Appropriations Committee, was at the podium, and he was asked by one of the GBA committee persons, if we do this to public employees, don't we have to do this to teachers too? And the answer was the affirmative. We would have to do this to teachers too. So teachers are very concerned about what happens with public employees' retirement because it might be a foreshadowing their own experience.
Well, it's a great partnership. You know, and what I get a kick out of is at a time when they should be recruiting and paying more, you know, there is $8 billion in the bank. At a time when they should be recruiting and paying more and bringing people into the profession, people like Delzer and others, their example is, you know what, let's hang on to them longer. Let's take away their retirement. And it's like, do you get it? I mean, do you get it? That's how you're bringing people into the profession. I just can't. And here's the thing, Nick, I'm going to say it. And you brought it up in a very fragile and nice way, which is telling the truth, right? And telling the truth doesn't matter. They're just flat out being lied about. And they're being lied intentionally. They're being lied about because there's political gain. I'm sorry, but there is. When the Jim Caspers of the world run around the countryside saying, listen, it's critical race theory. They're teaching your kindergartens or your first and second graders, you know, this and that. It's a lie. It's a lie. And when you try to point that out to people, they don't want to hear it because it's good for the Caspers politically. And it's just repulsive to me. And someday they're going to wake up, and it should be now, and they're going to have less and less people in the profession that's the most important, quite frankly. So I'm saying it. You didn't say it. You got a job to do. Hang with me. I'll be the one that goes ahead and says exactly what I think is on a lot of people's minds. Nick Archuleta, he is president of ND United, the largest professional union of public educators and employees in North Dakota. I would call them public servants. That's right. They work doggone hard on behalf of this state and others. Think about it. How'd you like to run that snowplow in the middle of a blizzard? Well, yeah, that's ND United. How'd you like to be that teacher that's sitting there getting yelled at and hollered at and you got nobody having your back? In fact, that was one of the questions that somebody brought up. Why aren't there is weak leadership throughout North Dakota, and that's allowing this to happen, and I'm severely disappointed. Somebody said, I've heard this discussion multiple times from you, and nobody mentions the lack of support from administrative leaders to the teachers. Nick, I want your take on that.
Well, you know, we work very closely with the North Dakota School Boards Association, as well as with the North Dakota Council of Education Leaders, which are represent the superintendents and principals and such. And I don't believe that either of those two groups are frankly enamored with the discourse around public education. We are probably a little bit more open about discussing this because it is our members that are getting this on the front lines. But that's not to say that principals and superintendents and school board members aren't hearing about it either. I think what people need to understand is that, you know, we have groups like this group from Minnesota, I understand it's a think tank, called the Center for the American Experiment. They just hired Jennifer Benson, who used to serve on the Fargo School Board, as their leader. She was somebody who, frankly, spread some rumor about furries and litter boxes being placed in school buildings. I mean, there are people that get paid to sow discord. And frankly, that's fine for them. But what they say and what they spout, even though it's not true, has real-world consequences for the professionals who are providing our students with an opportunity to succeed in life. And this doesn't happen in a vacuum. Teachers understand this. Teachers are fed up with it. And I would imagine that we have school board members and administrators that are just as sick of it as we are.
Well, in Jennifer Benson's case, the people of Fargo rejected her. They did. They told her go away. She didn't get reelected to the school board. So then she gets hired because of exactly what she's been talking about, to a position where, quite frankly, she has a bigger platform than what she had as a school board member. So it's continuous, Nick. It's just continuous. And, you know, in the end, I think that this individual's right that, school administrators are in a position where they either advocate on behalf of their employees when they're getting lied about, or else they're not doing their job. Nick, they're not.
Well, I think it's up to everybody. I mean, everybody that understands the great work that teachers are doing every single day with the students in our state needs to stand up when this happens. And frankly, excuse me, the last Gallup poll I saw on this matter showed that 89% of North Dakota's parents rate their schools as good or excellent. So when these folks come in, they're a very small minority of people, but they're very vocal, and they seem to do this without a conscience. When they come in to sow this discord and to undermine the confidence that people have in their public school systems, they're really doing a disservice to the entire state. And every one of us who cares about public education needs to stand up every time this happens and denounce it, because it is nonsense and it is detrimental the education of our students.
Well, I would ask you just this in a little bit of time we have left, Nick. Is North Dakota doing what they can to fight off this teacher shortage?
Given no, I'm going to say no.
Yes.
We have to do something to make sure that we get young people to look at this profession as a profession that allows them some professional salaries, benefits, and the opportunity to provide the best educational opportunities for our students, not just to succeed in school, but to succeed in life. And I that's why people go into education. The rest of this noise is driving people away, and we can't have that.
Okay. Nick, keep doing what you're doing. They need people that stick up for them. And I know that you come from that background yourself, both you and your wife. So keep fighting on behalf of teachers. I appreciate you coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Nick Archuleta, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, you're now on the school board. I appointed you on the school board. Fix it. Call me. 1-800-880-5346.